I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Let the blind say I can see. It's what the Lord has done in me. Let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Let the blind say I can see. It's what the Lord has done in me. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna. Jesus died and rose again. Into the river I will wade. There my sins are washed away. From the heaven's mercy stream of the Savior's love for me. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna. Jesus died and rose again. I will rise from waters deep into the saving great arms of God. I will sing salvation songs. Jesus Christ has set me free. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna. Jesus died and rose again. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna. Jesus died and rose again. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Amen.
So everybody got a communion cup. Didn't have one. Well, I remember when I could walk up there and just stop, jump right up there, but time catches up with you. I'll share some verses with you as we prepare our minds for the communion from Hebrews. And the first one in the series of Hebrews, the last chapter. If you want to follow along, we'll start with the I'll start the 22nd verse. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Thus, it was necessary for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these rites, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has entered not into the holy place made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters the holy place every year with blood, not his own, for then he would have had to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes the judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly awaiting him. And the other reference I want to cover is in Hebrews, the 6th chapter. This begins with the 4th verse. For it is impossible in the case of those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift and have shared in the Holy Spirit and tasted the goodness of the Word of God, the power of the age to come, and then have fallen away, to restore them again to repentance, since they are crucifying once again the Son of God to their own harm and holding him up in contempt. The message to me in the communion is a constant reminder to me of the promise of salvation that comes to us through the sacrifice of Christ, through the shedding of his blood. And to reject that, once you have had it, there is no further sacrifice for you. You are lost forever. I don't hear a whole lot of discussion on that, but to me, it's very serious. Our commitment to the Lord and our striving to live in accordance with his will in all things. To me, why I partake of communion, that's the same reason I come to serve and be with the body of Christ here at Kanawha City, is because I need it. I constantly need to be refreshed, to be reminded of the significance of the sacrifice of Christ, and to realize that without that sacrifice, I have no hope. Will you be with me while we partake of the loaf and offer thanks for it? Father, we thank you for the body that was broken for our sins, and to the Christian, this small emblem of a loaf represents that body that was broken, that covers our sins as we strive to follow in accordance with his will. Be with each who partakes, Father, and help us to put our faith and trust in you, in your spirit, strive always to be drawn closer to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's bow together while we offer thanks for the cup. Father, once again, we approach your throne and ask your blessing upon this cup, which helps us to remember the blood that was shed for our sins, the blood that continually cleanses us as we strive to walk in the light in accordance with your will in all things. Be with each who are participating in this celebration. Father, watch over and keep us safe, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Although it's not a part of the communion, we also use this time to lay by in store. If you'd like to make a contribution, or a tray in the back of the room where you can do that. A lot of people I know make contribution online. I'd just like to call to your attention. Everybody's aware of the storm that's hit the eastern coast to come through Florida all the way up. The last I saw, there were like 50 people dead from a flood, and it's come all the way up beyond North Carolina. Part of the rains we're having as a result of that. If you have opportunity, make a contribution to the Churches of Christ Disaster Relief Fund. They have helped us, this congregation, I know, the Elkview congregation, at times of stress. There's going to be a great deal of pressure to help those people, because it's not only the loss of life, but the loss of homes and everything. So if you have opportunity to do that, I'm sure you can make a contribution through the church here if you want. Just put to the Churches of Christ to list Disaster Relief Fund. And I'm sure they can get that to them, because they're going to need a lot of help. It's going to take a long time to restore all the damage that's occurred. I thank you for your participation. God bless.
All right, kiddos, it's time to go to Sunday school. And if you guys can stand, everyone else stand and sing with me. We'll go ahead and sing them out here. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days, and I will follow you all of my days, and I will follow you all of my days, and step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Amen. You may be seated. Today, we are going to listen to Josh Graves, and as Chris was kind of giving me a little bit of intro here, so that's what I wanted to reiterate. A friend of Chris's at the Otter Creek Church in Nashville. His wife's father is Patrick Mead, who preached in Morgantown for years and also married Chris and Renee, which is really cool. So as we get this ready to be played, I just wanted to introduce Josh Graves again from the Otter Creek Church of Christ. As we stand and sing, we want to open this moment up. First of all, thanking all the visitors for joining us today. Thanking everybody here who joined us in worship. But we want to take a moment to recognize, as we heard God's message today, we want to take a moment to be with each other, to support each other. If anybody needs prayers, if anybody needs support, love, we are in this together. We are disciples together. Let us not just be fans. Let us be followers. So let's go ahead and sing together. Faithful love flowing down from the thorn-covered crown makes me whole, saves my soul, washes whiter than snow. Faithful love calms each fear, reaches down, dries each tear, holds my hand when I can't stand on my own. Faithful love from above came to earth to show the Father's love, and I'll never be the same, for I've seen faithful love face to face, and Jesus is his name. Faithful love is a friend just when hope seems to end. Welcome face, sweet embrace, tender touch filled with grace. Faithful love, endless power, living flame, spirit's fire, burning bright in the night, guiding my way. Faithful love from above came to earth to show the Father's love, and I'll never be the same, for I've seen faithful love face to face, and Jesus is his name. Faithful love from above came to earth to show the Father's love, and I'll never be the same, for I've seen faithful love face to face, and Jesus is his name. Amen.
Okay, can you hear me? Go ahead and sit down. I got an announcement to make here. I hope you'll bear with me. I'm not a very good reader, but I'll try to get it out as best I can. This is what Chris has written. It says, as everyone knows, we have been serving in collaboration with Kanawha Valley Church with events like VBS and the backpack giveaway. It says, many of you probably remember that Rich Bartola, their minister, came and spoke here several weeks ago. He was a bald-headed guy with a big beard. So I'm sure you remember him. He's a good speaker. It says, we are excited to announce that we will be having a unity service with them here at our building on October 13th. It says, please make plans to be here and plan to introduce yourself to someone you have never met before. We're going to be working together with them over the next couple of months, trying to get to know each other. So I hope you all have your hearts full of love and bear with this as we move along in this. Now bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we bow before your throne of grace, we come thanking you, Lord, for another day of life you blessed each of us with. We'd ask, Lord, as your spirit would be upon each of us in the next months as we work together with the Kanawha Valley Church. We pray that your spirit would be upon each of us and fill our hearts with love and compassion, not only for you, but for each other. We pray, Lord, that you be with each of us as we go our separate ways. Watch over and protect us and keep us safe. We ask all things in Jesus' holy name. Amen.